Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Russia's aviation authority says the head of the Wagner paramilitary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, was on a plane that crashed northwest of Moscow, with all passengers believed killed. It said the information had come from the plane's operator. The deaths, however, have not been confirmed by the Kremlin, and though Russia's emergency services are quoted as saying all the bodies have been found, their identity hasn't been clarified. Vitaly Shevchenko is following developments.
All 10 bodies of people travelling on board the plane, they have been recovered. There's also rife speculation on social media, in part fuelled by accounts linked to Wagner, that Yevgeny Prigozhin's plane was shot down. And I've seen a number of video clips filmed by eyewitnesses who said that they had heard two explosions and they drew the conclusion that aircraft had been shot out of the sky.
Yevgeny Prigozhin's feud with the Russian military establishment over Ukraine, including his frequent expletive-laden attacks on generals, had given him name recognition around the world. Siobhan Leahy has the details.
His shadowy private military company Wagner was first reported to be fighting Ukrainian forces in the eastern Donbass region. But as Russia's invasion faltered, he became more and more critical of its military leadership. In June, his Wagner fighters crossed from occupied Ukrainian territory into Russia. However, hours into what looked like a march by Wagner fighters towards Moscow to topple the military leaders, Prigozhin called off his troops and announced he had agreed a deal to relocate to Belarus. Prigozhin's failed coup was a significant humiliation for the Kremlin, and many in Russia have been speculating for weeks that his days might be numbered.
Voting in Zimbabwe's elections will be extended for another day after some polling stations, mainly in opposition strongholds, experienced long delays. The opposition leader Nelson Chamisa accused the governing ZANU-PF of voter suppression, calling it a classic case of election rigging. Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has handed himself in at a county jail in Georgia. He's been booked on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election result. Sean Dilley reports.
Rudy Giuliani was one of the highest-profile advocates of baseless claims that Donald Trump was cheated out of the White House. Mr. Giuliani met Georgia lawmakers three times in December 2020, where he's alleged to have made false statements about widespread election fraud. Now the one-time prosecutor finds himself accused of 13 crimes, including racketeering. Mr. Giuliani's bail has been set at $150,000.
Mr. Trump is expected to turn himself in on Thursday. World news from the BBC. India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft, the Chandrayaan 3, near the south pole of the moon, and only the fourth to achieve a soft landing on its surface. As the mission costs less than $75 million, it's expected to boost the country's reputation for cost-competitive space engineering. Here's our science editor, Rebecca Morrell.
Touching down on the lunar surface is a massive moment for India. It pushes the country up the space superpower list and shows they now have significant technical capability, even when operating on a much smaller budget than other major space agencies. And now their rover is about to start exploring an area where no other spacecraft has been, the lunar South Pole. There's growing scientific interest here. Craters in the region lie permanently in shadow and contain frozen water. This would be a crucial resource for human exploration.
North Korea says it's been unsuccessful in its second attempt in months to launch a spy satellite into orbit, but has vowed to try again in October. The country's state news agency said the mission failed during its third stage flight because of an error in an emergency blasting system. Pyongyang's latest rocket launch has triggered angry reactions from its neighbours. Uruguay has declared an end to a water crisis in the capital Montevideo and nearby areas, lifting a two-month-old state of emergency. President Luisa Calle-Po said substantial rainfall in recent weeks had improved water supplies to the city that's home to more than half the country's population. The emergency was declared in June as the nation faced its worst water shortage since records began. Spain's Women's Football League has demanded the Spanish Federation president be sacked for kissing the star player Jenny Hermoso on the lips after her team's World Cup victory. A statement described the behaviour of Luis Rubiales as disgusting. BBC News.